Welcome to this Centrum podcast. For more podcasts or to join Centrum programs building creativity in community, visit us at centrum.org.
We're in. Welcome to Cracking the Vault, a rummage through Centrum's musical archives. My name is Peter McCracken, and today we're going to take a look and a listen to First Cousins Joe and Odell Thompson, African-American string band players from Alamance County, North Carolina. Joe and Odell were part of the third generation of Thompsons that lived in that part of the Piedmont, since the family took the surname Thompson at the end of the Civil War. Odell was born in 1911, Joe in 1918. And they grew up on a farm, so they learned early how to grow tobacco, cotton, corn, and wheat. They also grew up in a home where making music was seriously valued. And they did it almost every night and on weekends after the farm work was all done. When Joe was 7 years old, a cousin gave him a fiddle. It only had two strings on it. He pulled some wires out of a screen door and strung it up and learned a tune in just one day. And this was the first tune he learned, Hook and Line. And in his own words, he'll tell you how he fixed up that first fiddle that he got.
That sounds good, y'all.
Huh?
That sounds good.
You taking it down, ain't you?
Yeah, I want to make one for y'all. It's a take for y'all.
I told you, my uncle gave me a fiddle and had two basses on it. And my brother was playing the banjo above me. He said, well, you ain't getting no better off. You ain't got no string. So what you gonna do? I said, I'm gonna ask my daddy for some money. But see, back down them days, money was money. They ain't gonna do that. So then I went on, me and him went to the tractor shed. I got me a pair of pliers, back to the house, pulled two strands out that screen door, and put them on there. And by tomorrow, this time I was playing this tune right here. That's Hook and Line. That's right.
That's right, go ahead, that's good right there, go ahead. Thank you.
I thought y'all might sing a verse. Huh? I thought you were going to sing a verse. That's great.
Things a little bit close for me.
Sounds good, Odell.
I'm here with that. Just a little bit wider strain.
Joe, would you tell me much more about the frolics you used to play when you would sit in the doorway?
That's him and his dad was the one played for the people sitting in the door.
Yeah, yeah. We used to.
It was him and his dad.
For the white people, you mean?
Yeah.
Sitting, yeah, they'd put us right in the middle door right there. They'd be some be dancing this and some be dancing that side. Yeah.
What would you play, Odell? What tunes?
Molly put the kid along and Brown Jug and different things like that. Yeah. Call it.
Who would call them? Who called them?
Well, they have some of the white people that would be done calling. Mm-hmm.
Did they do the...
Back that then, wouldn't hardly be no trouble for somebody to call to sit there. Yeah. That's right.
Because a lot of people knew
Most any of them. Yeah, they had to dance, you know, follow the dancing, would call to sit.
And a lot of the white folk called too. Yes, they did.
Did they do the same kind of calls that you did?
Not too much different. Not too much different. Not the same.
That was a little hard to hear. I want to make sure you caught it. When Odell played with his father, Walter, for a dance in a white person's home, they would get in a doorway with their knees kind of interlocked, and there would be a room full of dancers on their left and on their right. And oftentimes, they played this kind of dance with two banjos.
Let me see what I'm gonna play for you now. We up on a mountain, we up on a mountain, we up on a mountain, we ain't coming here no more. something, what it huh? Ain't gonna ring no more. Your lamp trembling burning, got oil in your vessel, and your lamp trembling burning. Robed and ready, waiting for the bridegroom to come. Well, I got oil in my vessel, in my lamp, trembling burning. I want to be ready when the bridegroom comes. Well, I got I was in the field. See, except my me and my brothers and sisters. And I'm the sixth one. No, I'm the seventh one because the first one died. And over by those in the field plying corn, chopping weeds, and doing this and that, me and my mama went to the garden. She was gathering snap beans and ice potatoes early that morning to fix for dinner. And she was singing that song. And I was 4 or 5 years old. And she was singing it so pretty and sometime about to cry, just done got happy, you know, spiritually, feelings, you know. You old enough to know about it. And this is what she was at. She was singing this at a high rate of good feelings. You know what I'm trying to say? And I could see it, but I didn't know what was wrong with Mama, but I didn't say nothing. But I know it was good, but I wasn't big enough to know what was going on. And that's when I heard it. I must have been 4 or 5 years old. I'm 73 now. You know how long that's been. And ever since that day, I have watched that song. I'd go to church, and we have revival meetings. And sometimes people say, Joe sang this song. My wife, first wife, she you sang my song this week, you know. Sometimes I can sing it pretty good. And that's how I first learned that song. Me and my mama was in the garden. She was picking snap beans and grabbing ice potatoes, you know, out of the garden, fixed for dinner.
What denomination was she?
Primitive Baptist.
Primitive Baptist.
Yeah.
What other songs did they sing, the Primitive Baptists sing?
Oh, Lord, that's a whole lot of them. Gracious. A whole lot of Wayne, but see, I
can't remember.
No. Amen. Well, that's the verse you put in any of them. Mm-hmm. Now, some of them. Give me the other fill. No, you don't want your fill to change. Do you? You don't go up to G with that, do you? Okay.
But now I see. Was blind. But now I see. Twas Jesus taught me to fear.
Let me see, I forgot that one there. That old Primitive Baptist stuff. That you want to get some feelings, you get around them. I'm telling you, them old black people out there, some of them out there, half dressed up.
You're listening to Crackin' the Vault. My name's Peter McCracken, and we're taking a look at the music of Joe and Odell Thompson. In the early 90s, McCurdy Pavilion was about to come online, and Centrum still had this tent, which used to hold our performances. So we had this idea of going on a little tour with some of the people who were at Fiddle Tunes. The week after Fiddle Tunes, we'd go out to little communities that didn't have a performing arts venue. So we went to Orcas Island and Friday Harbor, Long Beach, Washington, the Dalles, Winthrop, Washington as well. And we took a tent and a stage and lights, a sound system and chairs. And we traveled with Clyde Davenport and Joe and Odell, and John D. Holman, and a Mexican harp band led by Salvador Baldovinos. And we had one day off in the middle of that tour. And so we all sat around the house, and that's the recordings you're listening to today from Joe and Odell. It was that little day off we had on the tour.
Thank you.
Dew. Oh, good old Mountain Dew. Oh, Lord, said the cows in the pasture, they get high, smelling that good old Mountain Dew.
Shown down the light, praise the Lord. I can't remember, there's one line in there.
Yeah, I did have it written down, but I don't know what I did with it. It's just a potion. I saw the light, no more darkness and no more. Then that's where night. I lost.
No more night.
No more night, and some more to it.
Let's see.
Praise the Lord, I saw the light. That's it. Yeah. It says, I saw the light. No more darkness and no more night. It's beyond me. Now that's what I done lost. Don't mess up on me. Come on.
Now I'm so happy, no sorrow.
That's before you get there.
Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Yeah. Now I'm so happy.
No sorrow inside.
No sorrow inside. No sorrow inside.
Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Boy, you're about to make it when you can sing that, ain't you?
Yeah.
sorry in sight. You about to get there, man.
Yeah.
No more sorry in sight. I'ma think about that. I think about it and put it together.
Sitting on top of the world?
Yeah, this is it.
No need to come running.
I see it. It's just I work all the summer and half of the fall.
But
take off my Christmas and overall. Well, I don't know. It don't have to mean that. But
what do you think it means?
What it mean? He just ain't wishing for nothing.
He ain't
not wishing for anything. He's sitting on top of the world. If you sitting on top of the world, you don't need nothing else. But your feet swinging down. That's right.
That's right, old man.
Huh?
That's right.
Yes, sir.
I ain't never got up that high yet.
Come on in. Holding out your hand. You can get a woman. Not find her man. See, now she's gone. Say, I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on. Top of the world, see, sitting on top of the world. You ain't worried about a thing.
He didn't need her, did he?
Don't you make me do too. Don't make me do too. Gonna be
this point, Clyde Davenport crashes the party.
Clyde, do you have your cross key fiddle?
Yeah, I've got one Indiana cross key.
Peter, will you get it for him?
That's Bobby's.
My cross key fiddle is nice. Not many men play it anymore.
Well, I don't either. I never tune it cross key.
You don't?
Unless I have to.
But some of them sound good cross key.
Well, it sounds good cross key, but I just don't do it. Best fiddler I ever heard play in my life. Never did cross key his fiddle. Never heard him play a tune cross key.
Leonard Rufus.
Yeah. It's always in standard when he played it.
All right. Now
right here, but this fiddle here has strings on it. Now right here's a real fiddle. It ain't because I made it either. It's just good.
Did you make that?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah. You think I'd lie to you, Odell?
No, I don't think so.
You see that black walnut purpling in that?
Yeah.
Black walnut wood. Mm-hmm. You wish you could do that?
Yeah, I wish I could, but I can't.
Can't?
No.
You know, I'm a kind of fella can do anything.
Is that right?
Anything I want to do, I can do it.
Okay, let me see you jump through there.
I tell you what I can do. I said anything I wanted to. I don't want to jump
through.
You said
that. I could do anything.
I can. I said anything I want to.
I didn't
want to do that.
Oh, you didn't? Mm. All right. Well, try playing that fiddle then.
I don't want to.
Sorry, Rascal.
What did you want? It's in Cuban for the Drunken Heat Cut.
You
want me to play it?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Don't want my fiddle stuffed on now. Everybody have to be careful.
I know where there's one just like it. I think I'm going to get it.
Just like that? Like it.
Yeah.
You're going
to... I think I'm going to get it.
How much is it going to cost you?
It ain't going to cost much.
Hey, well, let me pay for it and you send it
to me. No, let me do it.
No, it's just, where I had my arm cut off and run my banjo hand. I played it a while ago.
Last stop on the tour was a little town on the Oregon coast, Coquille, Oregon. We were setting up in a ball field as usual, in center field this time. Our contact there mentioned that there was a baseball tournament at 9 a.m. the next day. Now we had a stage and lights and standards, sound system and hundreds of chairs. And I said, we can't get out of here unless we get some help. We're going to have to get out of here tonight. But she made a phone call, and a little while later, a man striding across the field in a suit shakes hands with me, says, "Hi, I'm Dick Swindle, and I'm the mayor." I thought, this guy is kidding me, but I was pretty worn out from a week of fiddle tunes and a week of this tour, and I just blurted out, "How did you ever get elected with a name like that?" He said, "That's another story. How can I help?" Well, sure enough, the show ended around 10:30, and six guys in orange overalls show up. Dick Swindle had emptied the county jail to help us break down and get out of there.
Man died with a hammer in his hand. We're gonna try.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
There is one tune that he does where he can kind of call while he's playing. And we might get something impromptu going here with some of the folks from Fiddle Tunes. This is called Old Corn Liquor. You have anything else to say about it, Joe?
Well, on I would like to say this to the youngsters. I was young when I heard this tune. My daddy played it. 1925. Other words, what I'm gonna try to do, I used to play all the time. Once in a while, I'd see the brother played and he played. Other brother played the banjo. And once in a while, I got a chance to get out there. And I called a few sets once in a while. And I tried 8-hand. My daddy used to call 16-hand set anytime, but I was scared to try it. I didn't want to make no mess out there, you know. So I'm going to just do a little bit of what I did way back down the country. Some of them told me the other night, but I don't know, a couple of nights ago when I called a set, said, man, boy, how long you been known? I said, man, this year come from the night 25 and 30s. I said, you got some old stuff here. This is a fact. I was a little boy, around 12 years old. I just look at my daddy call sets. Same thing he did, that's what I tried to do the other night, and I'm gonna try to do a little bit of it now.
Okay, let's go. Dancing ready?
Go ahead. Red Brigade, Red Brigade, Red Brigade, all the way left, all the way left, all the way left, all the way left, right back right, right back right, right back right, right back right, stand square, stand square, come to sing off, come to sing off, come to sing off. On the single, 16 times, 16 times, then 16 times, 16 times, then promenade your partner when you get home. All the way around the hall now. Around home, promenade your partner, promenade your partner.
Since slaves arrived in America, they've traded music with white folks. Joe learned from his dad, John Arch, but John Arch got his repertoire from both black and white fiddlers. Slaves really took to the fiddle, playing for dances as early as 1690, presumably a popular dance repertoire. But the combination of banjo and fiddle grew out of slave culture, at least as early as 1774. I do want to read something written by scholar Paul Wells. Sums up a lot of things for me. The key point is that dance music played on the fiddle provided one of the earliest, most long-lasting, and most deeply influential musical cultural meeting points between African and European peoples. Long before minstrelsy, long before white music publishers codified and popularized the black oral tradition of ragtime, long before the white original Dixieland jazz band made the first jazz records, long before Sam Phillips began his search for a white kid who sounded black. In short, long before any of the more well-known mergings of white and black musical traditions that have given our popular music the shape it has today, white and black fiddlers were swapping tunes with each other and providing a foundation for much of what came later.
Promenade your partner when you get home. All the way around the hall. Red V gate. All the way left. All the way left. All the way left. All the way left. Right, back, right. Right, back, right. Right, back, right. Right, back, right. We'll turn your partner, promenade all the way around. Let us stand now, you promenade. All the way around, all the way around. Promenade now, promenade now, promenade now.
I guess that's about all the time we have today. My name is Peter McCracken. You've been listening to Cracking the Vault, Centrum's musical archives. A special thank you to Chris Cooper for helping with digitization. I want to thank Paul Wells and Dina Epstein for their scholarship. I thank Wayne Martin for traveling out west for 2 weeks to accompany Joe and Odell Thompson on at Fiddle Tunes and on the tour. I also want to let you know this is the official start of CoViddle Tunes, CoViddleTunes.org. This is the online version of Fiddle Tunes 2020. If you go to that website, you can find out the schedule of activities over the next week. And we'll see you next time if the creeks don't rise.
Thank you for listening to this Centrum podcast. The creator and host of Crackin' the Vault is Peter McCracken, program manager for Fiddle Tunes, Voiceworks, and Ukulele. Centrum's executive director is Robert Berman. Centrum podcasts are produced by Taven Dotson, Owen Rowe, and Holly Miller. Our executive producer is Joe Gillard. With gratitude and respect, we acknowledge that we broadcast from the traditional lands of the Coast Salish peoples, from the place known by the Sklallam people as Katai, and today called Port Townsend, Washington. Centrum programs are based at Fort Worden State Park in Port Townsend. Centrum was founded in 1973 to foster creative arts experiences that change lives and is dedicated to building a world of greater inclusion through the arts. Other Centrum podcasts include Artists in Residence, interviews with teaching artists, and readings from the Port Townsend Writers Conference. To subscribe to any of our podcasts or to support or participate in Centrum programs, visit our website at centrum.org. Thank you for listening. This podcast is copyright 2020 Centrum Foundation.